Pod People.
You're listening to What Fresh Hell Is This? Do you think a brain would smell good if it was baked in an oven? Well, our friends Mildred McJenkins and Dr. Maltese are about to find out in a brand new sketch. It was bound to happen at some point, but let's talk about pronouns, baby. We're really living the dream, aren't we, Worsties?
Satan?
Yes, Joanne.
What fresh hell is this?
This is gonna be great, I promise.
Breaking news, if you are receiving this right now, it's because you're a huge bitch.
Ugh, Christ. What fresh hell is this?
Hello and welcome to What Fresh Hell Is This with me, Stanzi Potenza. I hope that you've all been living the dream. Someone online once said that when you ask a white person how they are and they respond, living the dream, it means every morning I wish I woke up dead. And I think there's a lot of truth to that. If you ask someone how they're doing and they respond, living the dream, just like check in on them. Be like, how are you really doing? It's important. But anyway, I hope you worsties have been doing well. We got a fun little episode today. I'm still catching my breath because I was at the gym today. You know, I'm out here. I'm still grinding. I'm in New York now. I know I've been saying that like every episode since I've moved to New York. I'm just like, by the way, I'm a New Yorker now. You know, it's an overwhelming thing to go from, you know, living at home, still with your parents, and then moving out for the first time, but also moving alone. And also moving to another state. It's an overwhelming journey, but thankfully I have a lot of support here in New York, friends that I've made online through the pandemic, but also close friends that I've known for many years. One of them, his name is Roger, and I've known him for about 12 years. And we went out like one of my first nights here. It was like the day that my mom came to help me with unloading more boxes and whatever. So we went out and we drank a lot. That's the thing about like my family is that like they love drinking, both sides, mom's side and dad's side, love drinking. So we were really going at it. And I did meet a couple of you that night and, you know, we had a good time. But I was blackout drunk, so I hope that that interaction was good for you. My first night out in New York ended with me going home in an Uber and throwing up in my purse. And then I passed out in the shower for like 30 minutes, just like hot water hitting me on the face as I was like passed out. And then Roger, when he went home, he put meatballs on the stove, fell asleep, and woke up to the fire department at his apartment. So we both had like a really good time. And I feel like that was just very like, that was so New York of us. I feel right at home. The funny thing about when I was throwing up in that Uber, it all got in my purse, so it's fine, you guys. But like he was prepared, like he had trash bags ready to go. So it was not something that was new to him. He's like a seasoned soldier with these like drunk bitches at night. But you know, you guys, I'm just living the dream. I am just living the dream. Speaking of waking up dead, let's check in with Dr. Maltese and Mildred McJenkins. How is the queen doing?
Might I interest you in a spot of tea, Doctor?
I will pass. Thank you, Mildred. I don't expect to have much of an appetite for the next couple of days while I'm working on bringing this royal mummy back to life.
Dr. Maltese, you need to be careful with your words. What if she suddenly pops up?
Well, as you can clearly see, her brain isn't in her skull right now, so I think we're in the clear.
All right, you're the doctor, not me.
Thank God for that. Speaking of her brain, you didn't move it, did you?
No, the only thing I did was put the meatloaf in the oven.
You mean the meatloaf that's sitting on the counter?
My God, Doctor. Oh, I think I cooked the Queen's brain.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, my apologies, Doctor. Oh, God, forgive me.
I thought I told you to stop doing kitchen work down here.
I know, but it's much cooler down here, you see. And I'm quite a sweaty lady, you know.
All right, well, there's nothing we can do now. It looks like we'll have to choose from the abnormal brains we have available.
Abnormal brains?
Yes, they're brains that I have acquired illegally. They're from all over the world. Some of them are supposedly not even from this time period.
What you mean, not from this time period?
The world is a very strange place, Mildred. It contains many secrets. Now I have to choose the right brain or we could really fuck ourselves over. Here, let's see. This one looks promising.
Which one is that, Doctor?
It's called Kardashian?
Get your fucking ass up and work.
All right then, give it a go.
I don't need your permission, but I'll get right to it.
Oh boy, I think the brain's done.
Throw it in the trash, Mildred.
Oh, seems an awful waste.
Don't eat the fucking brain, Mildred. Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for the next segment of Dr. Maltese and Mildred McJenkins. All right, we're gonna do it. We're gonna talk about pronouns. Can we get some spooky music going on in the background? Ooh, that is bone chilling. All right. So earlier last year, I decided that I was non-binary. I was kind of like dabbling around with that idea. You know, we were all like still, you know, in lockdown and stuff and having to spend a lot of time with ourselves. And I think we all learned a lot about who we are. So I came out as non-binary and I had to work through that and, you know, came out to my parents. And the thing is that like everyone who knows me knows that I'm like an asshole. So I could never have a viral coming out video because like the sincerity and the vulnerability would send me to an early grave. Nothing that I have ever done has been wholesome. It's not for me, love. So anyway, you know, I came out to my mom and my younger sister first. We were all drinking and my mom and I were like a little drunk and I was just like, by the way, I'm using they, she pronouns now. Boom, done. She was like drunk and she was just kind of like, is like her off limits? And that's when my younger sister stepped in. She's like, no, that's not what that means. She'll use they, them pronouns or she, her pronouns, either one. And my mom's kind of like, oh, okay. And that was that. And then I came out to my dad next and we were in the car and I'm like, by the way, just FYI, dude, I'm using they, she pronouns now, whatever. I don't even care. And he was kind of like, oh yeah, like I knew that. And I was like, no, you didn't. This is brand new information that you've just heard for the first time. And he's like, no. Like, I remember you were sitting right in that same spot and we had a conversation and yada, yada. And I was just like, that is factually incorrect. That has never happened. He's like, no, because your older sister is the same way. And I was like, no, the fuck she's not. She has her pronouns in her Instagram bio. It says she, her. What are you talking about, my dude? And then he was like, are you talking about bisexual? And I was like, no. No. I'm talking about like gender. And then he was like, oh, Stans. And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, if you ever need help with the dude thing. And I was like, yeah, I'm not a dude. He's like, I know, but like, if you ever need help with the dude thing. I'm like, cool. Which I loved. I loved that they like didn't really know at the beginning, like what the fuck I was talking about, but they were like, sick. very supportive. I love my parents. They literally just do not give a fuck. I know that is like something that not everyone gets to experience. So it's really nice to have such supporting parents wasted on an asshole like me, who like didn't even give them like a cute little coming out video with some, I don't know. What's that show called? The Greatest Showman? Like, like this is me playing in the background. I'm like, this is who I am, mom and dad. Like, I didn't give them any of that. Wasted on an asshole like me. You are listening to What Fresh Hell Is This? We will be back after a short break. Welcome back, worsties. Having a relatively big online presence means that you are constantly dealing with new people. So, you know, every now and then in the comments of my videos, I'll go like, by the way, I'm non-binary. I use they, she pronouns. And without fail, some dude in the comments will be like, no, no pronouns for you. You don't get pronouns. Something that must be understood is that I don't put that information out there for them. When I tell people like, hey, these are my pronouns, this is how I identify, yada, yada, I am never, ever putting that information out for a fucking internet troll. I am putting it out there for the people who actually give a fuck about me, people who respect me as a person and like want to know that information. I know that inevitably, like, I will have people who won't respect that. And I have no desire to fight with a stranger on the internet all day about why they should respect my pronouns. They're trolls, like, they don't fucking care, but like, boy, oh boy, they sure want me to. It's like when you put the garbage out on trash night, you're leaving it out for the garbage men who come in the morning, but you know the raccoons are bound to come. It's in their nature to do so. So I'm not gonna fight with the fucking raccoon being like, hey, you can't eat my trash. The garbage man is coming in the morning. They're raccoons. They don't give a fuck. They just want to eat trash with their little doll hands, and they don't care about how invalidated it makes me feel. Does that make sense? When I put anything out there, I am never, ever doing it to appeal to the raccoons. The raccoons are simply inevitable. Just because your parents didn't pay enough attention to you doesn't mean I have to. I am not your fucking mommy. So if anyone else is out there struggling with their identity and some fucking troll is like trolling you about your pronouns, whatever, any kind of identity that you have, they're fucking raccoons. They're garbage animals. They live in dumpsters. They hide in the trees. They're waiting for the garbage. Don't give them the satisfaction. Don't pay attention to them. That's that. That's my rant. That's my rant about pronouns, okay? Anyway, since we're on the topic of gender, brands these days are trying really hard to be more inclusive. You see it everywhere. I think we can all, I hope that we all remember the M&M's gate that happened. So if you don't recall, in like January, Tucker Carlson from Fox News covered the like M&M changing their character designs, which basically meant that they were trying to be more inclusive and they changed the green and brown M&Ms to have like less sex appeal, which basically meant they got rid of the green M&M's go-go boots and then like they gave her sneakers and they shortened the heels of the brown M&M, and Tucker Carlson got mad because he basically finds like the new designs like unfuckable. The actual headline for this segment was called "Miserable Non-Binary Candy is All We Deserve." That packs a punch. I want that on a fucking t-shirt. I would wear that every day. It is all we deserve. Anyway, I wanted to know, like, who's upset about these changes? So I took my crew across the U.S. to get to the bottom of this. Sitting across from me is Fill Me Up Daddy. Phil, thank you for joining me today. Let's jump right into it. How are you feeling about the changes in the M&M mascots?
Well, ma'am, if I may, I remember 9/11 quite well, and it still doesn't hold a candle to this M&M catastrophe.
That's a powerful statement. These queers are invalidating our lives. I mean, what's next? They want to get married too? Phil, I feel I must inform you that gay people can in fact get married.
Oh my lord.
Joining me now is, and pardon me if I mess this up, Malcolm on my face?
It's very close, madam. It's Malcolm on my face.
Malcolm on my face. Okay, great. Malcolm, tell us how you feel about the recent change with the M&M mascots.
Well, at first I was like everyone else. I was like, whoa, what the fuck is this? You won't catch me beating my meat to no sneaker-wear and M&M. No, sir. I like my M&Ms nice and slutty, you know what I'm saying?
So you're saying that you would release yourself to the M&M mascots?
Listen, sweet cheeks, I'm a man, okay? I'll diddle my meat fiddle to just about anything you put in front of me, okay? Peppa Pig, done. Furby's, done. Teletubbies, donezo. I even found this picture of my grandma.
Okay, moving on. Despite what you just said, you would still not, relieve yourself to the new M&M mascots.
Well, you know, at first I thought that was the case, but I was still getting rock hard at the green and brown M&Ms, and then I realized, you know, maybe it was just my personal prejudice that wasn't allowing me to see that gender identity doesn't matter as long as you're still hot. So, you know, now I consider myself an ally to the LGBTQ community, and I decided, you know, to read some literature on gender studies and whatnot.
Wow, that's not how I thought this conversation would go, but thank you for your insight, Malcolm.
Of course, every time I nut to the M&M mascots, I'm nutting for the LGBTs.
Beautiful. As you can see, folks, there's still a great deal of controversy involving the new M&M mascots, but if you're anything like Malcolm, maybe it's time to stop listening to your brain and start listening to your penis. I'm Stonzi Potenza. Thanks for tuning in. My first day in New York, my baby sister, she wanted to go to the M&M store. I don't know why. She doesn't fucking like sweets. She was like, we have to go. We have to go to the M&M store. I'm like, you don't need M&Ms. She's like, I want to go. I'm like, great. I love Times Square, you guys. There's one thing I love. It's giant crowds of people and stores that I do not give a fuck about. And also those like raggedy ass mascots that are just walking around. You know what I'm talking about. Like the Elsas and the Spider-Mans. Ragged, raggedy. So anyway, we go to the M&M store. And I'm like looking to see if they had updated the merch yet to make the non-binary candy or whatever. I'm like, me and my dad are like looking in the green M&Ms right in front of us. And I like told him about the story. I like looked at my dad and I was like, yeah, I mean, I would fuck the green M&M. And I thought he was going to be like, Stonzy. But he was kind of like, yeah. I love that. Like, I love these parental bonding moments. They're just like so sweet and wholesome. Anyway, if you guys liked this episode, feel free to like tag Fox News, tag Tucker Carlson, tag any other conservative figure who has said something about pronouns, M&Ms, anything. I want the smoke. I want it. I want it so bad, you know. Any press is good press. All right, so do that for mommy, okay? All right. Thank you for tuning in, everyone. All right, and I will see you next time. What Fresh Hell Is This was written by me, Stonzi Potenza. It was co-created by me and my friends at Pod People who make this podcast come to life. Rachel King, Matt Sav, Chris Jacobs, Danielle Roth, Carter Wogan, and Anne Foos. Special thanks to Danielle Harvey at Dulcedo and all of my friends and family. If you love What Fresh Hell Is This, share it with a friend. And if you really want to over-deliver, please leave a 5-star review and rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can follow me at Stanzi Potenza on TikTok and at Stanzi Potenza everywhere else to stay up to date on everything I've got going on. Until next time, I will see you in hell.